The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Before she became an autism advocate and mom of four, Shaletta Brundage was an Emmy Award-winning comedian. Need something to put a smile in your face? Laughing with Letta is sure to tickle your funny bone. Check it out, but pee first and make sure you ain't drinking nothing when Shaletta's on a roll. That way you won't have anything to clean up when the podcast is over.
Okay, hey, letter lovers, how y'all doing? I am so excited you are back with me again this week on the show. And we have taken the show on the road. I am in the bedroom of our family's Camping World RV. We are in Houston hanging out. I promised my little Minnesota munchkins that I would bring them to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I grew up every year going to this rodeo. There's a big parade. There's livestock. There's a petting zoo. There's carnivals. There's mutton busting. There's bull riding. I mean, honey, there is something for everyone. And, you know, we, have been in Minnesota for since 2004, right? Our family has. I'm originally from Houston, Texas, born and raised here. And I just tell you, my adopted home of Minnesota is so near and dear to my heart. And the one thing that endears me to Minnesota is we are so purposeful about everything. You know, we're purposeful about voting. Minnesota always has one of the highest percentages of voter turnout in the country every single year, right? We're purposeful about children with special needs. There's legislation and there's funding and resources and services for families who have kids with autism like mine. And one of the things that I noticed right away when I got to Minnesota is we were one of the cleanest cities that I've ever lived in. And being in news, I've been all over the country and no city has ever been as clean as Minnesota. And I remember when I got my first house, you know, they had two cans for the recycle and the regular trash. And I was like, okay, yeah, we recycling. Okay, great. And so it's just a part of how we live in Minnesota. And I took that for granted because we're here in Texas and we're in the RV. We're drinking a lot of bottled water because it's hot and I don't want the kids to get dehydrated. And so we've separated our plastics from the rest of our trash. And it came time to take the trash out. And so the kiddos got the trash, they got the recycle, and we're walking around the RV park. There's nowhere to put our recycling. So now we got to put the recycling in the car and drive it over to my mother's house, who lives about 3 miles away, and just try to be really intentional about saving the planet, about recycling, about being purposeful. And it was just, my kids were just flabbergasted. They was like, Mom, you mean to tell me they don't have anywhere that we can put our recycles? I said, no, honey, they don't. I don't think so. We went to the office, nowhere. And so, you know, we really, you know, we don't think twice about it in Minnesota. If we got cans and bottles and plastic, we recycle them. But it's not like that everywhere. And so, you know, I really want to make sure that we talk about this, that we talk about recycling. And that's why I'm talking today to Andrea McKinnon. She is the Environmental Health Supervisor for Outreach and Engagement for Ramsey County. Andrea, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is your first time on the podcast. We got to do better about connecting, girlfriend.
Yeah, anytime. I'll come anytime.
All right. Now, listen, I do my part. I really do. I do my part to drag my recyclers out to the bin, even going to my mama's house while I'm in another state to recycle because they don't. And you know, we played the commercial earlier, and you know, there's some people who really don't believe. Does this stuff really exist? Does recycling really exist? Does my stuff really get turned into something else? Or is this just all the rules? I just still can't believe people don't believe that.
I know there has been there. We've been getting more questions recently about, does it work? Is it worth doing? Are my recyclables actually being recycled? And we teamed up with a number of other counties in the area who had been getting these questions too, to create this campaign to say yes to all those questions. It works. It's worth it. Your recyclables are being recycled. In fact, in Minnesota, there's a law that if you're putting the right stuff in your recycling cart, your hauler needs to recycle it. And that happens here. Our system works really well here. Like you're saying, it's local. It's different everywhere. In Minnesota, it works really well.
Now, can you help me get my arms around how much we recycle in the Twin Cities Metro? Because I'm just looking at my street in Cottage Grove and baby, all that recycling, I need something I can envision.
It's a lot. I don't have a number in front of me, but I can tell you that Minnesota, we have one of the highest recycling rates in the country. We do some of the best recycling here compared to our friends across the country.
Now, you got to tell me, where does all this stuff go? What happens to the glass bottles and pickle jars and mason jars that we recycle?
Good question. So glass will get separated at a facility in St. Paul. It gets separated by color. And then a big one is the clear glass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the clear glass all goes to a facility in Shakopee where it gets turned into new bottles. So new salad dressing bottles and pickle jars.
And, you know, I always wondered, and we do it at my house, and I was trying to find out if it was necessary. You know, I've got four kids, and just sometimes, you know, I'm in a rush, and we'll have those spaghettis, you know, that instant spaghetti in the jar, that ragu, you know, that's good for the kids to eat and quick for moms. And we're always, like, cleaning them out, like, as if we're going to use them again before we toss them in the recycle. Do they need to be cleaned?
They should be rinsed. We don't want food still in there, but they don't need to be clean if you're going to use them again. Just give them a quick rinse.
I'm washing them with regular dishes, girl. I'm making extra work for myself so I could just rinse them and put them on in there.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That's all you need to do.
Okay. Now, with four kids at home, you know, I go through a lot of milk, laundry detergent, plastic jugs. What can I do with that?
They should go in recycling. So for plastics, look for the little arrows, you know, the triangle of arrows, and numbers 1, 2, and 5 are recyclable here. But those ones, the milk jugs, the laundry detergent, they go to a facility in Painesville, Minnesota, where they get turned into decking and outdoor furniture and fencing. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, that is cool. Okay, now you want to tell me, what about my Cheerios boxes? Because, girl, we go through Cheerios like crazy at my house. And, you know, I'm in news, so I read a lot of newspapers.
Same thing. Cheerios boxes, newspapers, recycle those. And they go to a facility in St. Paul where they get turned into new cereal boxes, cracker boxes, things like that.
Okay. Now, one thing we have at our house is a lot of canned goods. You know, I want the kids to eat healthy, so I've got green beans in the can, corn in the can. I don't really have time to cook the fresh stuff. I get it out the can. I put it in the pot. I warm it up. And so we've got a lot of cans that we wind up recycling. What about the cans from our pantry shelf? Where do those go?
They go. I'm reminding myself. I can't, you know, I'm blanking on that one right now. But they go, they get separate. They go to a few different facilities in the region, get made into new cans. Cans are some of the most recyclable items of all the things we recycle. They are infinitely recyclable. So they just go through that system over and over again.
Now, you told us about what we recycle. Is there anything that we should not be doing when we put our stuff out? like, don't use certain things. Now, one thing I got in my house, girl, is it's like I'm a collector of those plastic bags that you get from Target, like when you put your groceries in the plastic bags. I have like bins and bins and drawers and cabinets full of those. Do you want those things too?
Not in your household recycling. What you can do with those, save them. If you have other uses for them, use them for other things, or okay, collect them and take them back to a lot of big grocery stores will have collection spots at the front of the store, and they can get them to a different recycling facility. What happens if they go in your home recycling is they get to the recycling facilities, they get tangled up in the equipment, and they have to shut the whole facility down, and people have to like climb into the equipment and cut them out. So don't do that to people. Mm-hmm. Keep them out of your home recycling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now tell me this. I know that Minnesota is, you know, one of the leaders in recycling, but, you know, are we shipping to other countries? Do the cans and bottles get sent away to other parts of the world, or do they stay local in our state? Because not that I don't want to help other places, but if we're recycling, we should get all the benefits, girl.
Right. And recycling works better if we're not shipping it around the country or around the world. We're not making all, you know, all those emissions from shipping it. Mm-hmm. So it's very, our system is quite local, and it's something for us to be proud of.
Now, I like to look at the economics of stuff. We've got a whole industry in Minnesota when we start talking about recycling. There's got to be some jobs that have been created because of that, right?
Yeah, about 78,000 jobs in our state.
Wow.
I know, isn't that great?
That's amazing. And these are jobs that,
you know, jobs then that we're in those fields, you're contributing to conserving resources, saving energy. So these are great jobs.
Now, I'm just so amazed. That's a whole industry. That's a whole infrastructure. You know, and folks are looking for jobs, they're looking for opportunities. And this green economy, it is real. And, you know, people are making a good living and they're saving the planet. That's just amazing.
Yeah. Shaletta, I want to circle back to the metal cans that I blanked on. A lot of them go to Winona. That's where a lot of them
Winona.
Go. They go to
Winona.
Yes.
Right.
And then they get turned into new metal cans. Yeah. Other spots throughout the Midwest, but Winona is a spot where a lot of those go.
Now, folks are watching. They want more answers. They need more information about recycling. It's amazing to me how our kids are leading the way. Our kids are holding us accountable. You and your team have done a great job educating our young people in Minnesota, because even when I want a cheat day or I'm busy and I put things in the wrong spot, my kids will scold me. And so I know that you all have a really good effort at making sure our young people are educated about recycling.
Mm-hmm. That's important. And they pick it up so quickly. It just comes naturally to them. I think they're more accustomed to thinking about this than I was when I was growing up. It's just something that our kids care a lot about.
Yeah, it's like the new dogs get new tricks. We're the old dogs. You got to teach us the new tricks. It takes us a little bit to catch on. But for anybody who's watching who wants to get more information, whether it's an educator or a teacher, a childcare provider, or just a family, and they you know, have decided that they want to do better about recycling, where can they go to get more information?
Visit recyclingexists.com. It's a fun website, a lot of info. Check it out.
Well, I will check it out. And I'm glad folks are checking us out. And I'm so glad that you made your debut on the show today. It's been so much fun having you.
Thanks for having me. Hey, have a nice vacation, Shaletta.
I will, girl. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Bye.
All right. And I did not want to go on vacation and not connect with you. Thank y'all so much for being a part of the show. Now, I will be back next week to tell you all about my vacation. We've still got fun to be had, and I still got more rodeoing to do. Yeehaw, and you betcha. We'll see you next time.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
My grandmother was very often the only Black person in the room, very often the only woman in the room.
There are some men who still consider us little girls and ladies.
I didn't recognize how pioneering her activism was.
Young Black millennials for years have been asking me, why do you stay in the struggle? Why do you have hope?
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
If you're planning to spend time with someone who is older or at higher risk for COVID-19, consider wearing a mask during your visit and taking a self-test first. It's possible to spread the virus to others starting a couple days before you have any symptoms, or even if you never show any symptoms. People at higher risk include those over the age of 50, people with weakened immune systems, or those with chronic medical conditions like heart, lung, or kidney disease. People who were pregnant or were recently pregnant are also at higher risk.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire 5-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.